Figure 1, Disability Strategy Framework. This figure shows the different components of the strategy on a single page. Sitting across the top is the Convention of Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Underneath the convention sits the New Zealand Disability Strategy, which in itself has three main components. First are the principles and approaches. Second is the vision, which states, New Zealand is a non-disabling society, a place where disabled people have an equal opportunity to achieve their goals and aspirations, and all of New Zealand works together to make this happen. And third are the eight outcome areas, which are shown as a diagram. In the middle of this diagram is a circle with the word outcomes in it. There are eight circles which are connected to the central circle by spokes, like on a wheel. The eight circles represent each of the eight outcome areas. Each circle contains an icon representing the outcome area and its title. In clockwise fashion, they are Education. This has a book as its icon. Employment and economic security. This has a computer as its icon. Health and well-being. This has a heart as its icon. Rights protection and justice. This has a set of old-fashioned scales as its icon. Accessibility. This has the United Nations symbol for accessibility as its icon. This is a stick figure representing a person with circles for hands and feet that are all connected by an outer circle. Attitudes. This has head and shoulder outlines of three people as its icon. The center person is heavily outlined and the two behind sit behind their left and right shoulders. Choice and control. This has two curved lines that cross over in the middle and they both have arrows that point to the right, to the center of the diagram, as its icon. Leadership. This has a handshake as its icon. This diagram is intended to demonstrate that there is no hierarchy to the outcomes. They are all of equal importance. Sitting underneath the circle of outcomes sits the strategy outcomes framework, which includes indicators and measures. And then, right at the bottom of the figure, sits the Disability Action Plan, which is the mechanism for implementing the strategy.